Hello, everyone, and welcome to the April-May contest recording. Decidedly on time. What a surprise. And I'm also out of Coke, which is something I'll rectify, but it's time to go back to the word file. We have some fresh meat, which you know what that means. I'm going to start off. Here we go. Aries Girl 0404. Welcome. You're fresh meat, as I just said, which means that I need to give my rookie disclaimer. I don't hold back, I give honest feedback, and most first-time entrants get either scared shitless or pissed off with what I have to say. So try not to, because I actually do mean well. That said, let's break it down. For starters, the hook of this piece is really disengaging. I don't care about some pompous asset cycling through relationships. It offers really little reason for me to get into this one. And then suddenly, werewolf, who falls head over heels. This is about the point where I check out story-wise. Grammatically speaking, you need to be a bit more careful with your editing. You have quite a few fragments, which, while acceptable to some, will never fly here. Also, keep an eye on your punctuation around quotation marks. All in all, I think you really just need to sit down and rethink your hook. You kind of just painted this portrait of a douche and then expected me to hop right into the werewolf love interest. Honestly now, step back and picture this from my shoes. I'm not intending for this to come off as mean, but can't you see how this kind of sounds like a recipe for disaster? Imagine for a moment I spent a paragraph telling you how dreadful a physics class was, and afterwards told you that you were auto-enrolled in that course. That's essentially what happened here. Here's a douchebag who really just kind of goes like, ah, relationships, whatever, and then, oh my god, I'm in love. Try to reinvigorate your hooks. Maybe tie in something about, I don't know, a predator instinct with love that doesn't quite match up with normal society. It ties both elements in and doesn't make the character sound out to be an uninteresting asshole. And this could, in fact, probably save the piece in general. So, think outside the box. Does a body good. Oh, yeah. Moving on to Celeste 3586. Welcome to you as well. This was alright, insert smiley face. I think you did an okay job inviting me into this piece with your hook, and your take on the whole zombie transformation thing gets some props for being interesting and unique. My biggest complaints here are frankly pretty minor. Don't write in all caps. We have an exclamation point for that. You know, seriously, use it. Secondly, I would have liked to have seen those feelings get expanded upon a bit more. You were so close to really pulling me in and making me feel like I was there. But starting in the midsection, it started to feel like I was just being told stuff and not allowed to experience it. Still, you were close to capturing that mystique, so I'll chalk this up as a nice rookie entry into this contest, and I'm looking forward to seeing more from you in the near future. Utora. Oh shit. At first I was worried. This seemed a bit slow for my taste, but then it developed into something glorious. Nicely done, nicely done. Interwoven time sequences for the win. This is a nice piece from the playbook, and you put it together and yielded something interesting. And for that, props are due. And I'm frankly going to say you pretty much banked this round as it is. But I'll move on to Black Gabriel. This had some flashes of brilliance, but I think this wasn't quite fully a developed piece, and it really shows. You essentially took me on a closed loop, and that doesn't really make me feel all that satisfied as a reader. The emotional mass of this piece was in the feelings of watching a child. And I think you went a little too stabbing Band-Aid on this. It doesn't seem to develop. There was a quick pang of emotion that was immediately glossed over with, oh, it's going to be okay. And that execution tarnished what could have been amazing with a veneer of why should I give a damn? And that's something that I know already you're capable of outmaneuvering, so I don't know why you didn't do that. It makes me frustrated, because I know this could have been something excellent. Frosted, I know you kind of squeaked this one in there last minute, but I know you can do better. And I think you pretty much just kind of threw this one at me for the sake of throwing it at me. I was hoping for more from you. But, you know, your February-March piece was fucking amazing, so please relive the glory and make GGW 8 interesting. Speaking of which, GGW 8 starts now, so 2 weeks until round 1 is due. It's time to get real. And, because I suddenly have an influx of gold, I'm upping the ante. Each round will give 1 million as the prize payout. Why the hell not, right? Anyway, you know what's coming. I'm digging down deep. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.